Are you facing a need that's much greater than your resource? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and all of us face those times in our lives when we're overwhelmed with our need and we can see no way out. Maybe it's a family need or a relationship need. Maybe you need help and there's no one to help. Perhaps it's a health problem. There are just many types of needs we all face from time to time, and many times our ability to meet our need is terribly limited. We've been looking at the story found in John 6, where the boy gives his small lunch to feed a multitude. The lunch was inadequate, but he gave it to Jesus, and Jesus was adequate. Notice another principle here in facing our overwhelming needs. Jesus took the boy's inadequate lunch and told the disciples to have the people sit down in an orderly fashion so they could be fed. Now think about this. Jesus did not first multiply the food and show the disciples, "See, here is plenty of food to feed this crowd, so have them sit down and we'll distribute the food." No. The disciples had to proceed as if Jesus was going to do something supernatural before he multiplied the small lunch. The disciples had to show their faith in Jesus. Now picture yourself in their shoes. You've got to go tell this hungry crowd, "Please take your seats, prepare yourselves, we're going to eat." Going to eat what? All they saw was 5 small loaves and 2 fish. But the disciples were sent by Jesus to do the organization and the planning that was necessary before the miracle took place. Now, I have to believe that the disciples were struggling with their faith while they were getting those people in order. Undoubtedly, some of them were worried about making a fool out of themselves. But you have to give them credit for simply obeying Jesus. He said, "Have the people sit down," and they did it. They prepared for a miracle, even though they had no idea how Jesus was going to make it happen. When your need is greater than your resources, your tendency is to quit or panic or retreat. But instead, you got to learn when Jesus directs you to prepare for the unseen miracle, just obey. Maybe the Lord's waiting for you to demonstrate that you will trust him, even though you cannot see how he's going to meet your need. So prepare for your miracle today. Don't worry about looking foolish. Just obey. Take the faith you have, as weak as it may be, and tell the Lord, "I'll do what you say." He may be waiting for you to do the upfront work before he meets your need. You can always find copies of my devotionals on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. And our program is also now available in Spanish. That's at christianworkingwoman.org.